best way to wake up.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
There are certain things that some of us just don't like to touch.
Yep, as we're finding out.
For me, it's like a windbreaker. Is it nylon or whatever? I don't, whatever that material is.
Mm-hmm.
Drives me crazy.
Just the noise it makes when it rubs together.
And my daughter, Lucy, inherited it from me, too. She can't stand it.
Right.
Her and I like to sit around and talk about all the things we don't like. It's a great bonding.
We don't
like that. We don't like lotion.
That is so nice.
Kurt doesn't like the sponge. The wet sponge.
And nobody talks to me about it. That's not fair.
Kids will get a little older. They may.
Yeah, my son doesn't come to that. Styrofoam for him. Does not like styrofoam. Will never eat anything off a styrofoam plate. Doesn't like the sound. Doesn't like the way it feels.
Okay.
The fact that it could break apart.
Got it.
If it's served in a styrofoam package, he goes, "Dad, I can't eat that."
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because he would have been miserable in the 80s.
I was going to say. Yeah. Everything was served in styrofoam.
Sure was. All right. 280-1025. Jeremy, how about you?
It's cotton balls.
Cotton balls.
Interesting.
Really? Okay, why? What bothers you?
I don't know. Just like in elementary school, whenever we would do like arts and crafts stuff, I would pick them up and it would just send like a cold shiver down my spine. It just, when you squeeze them, that texture really bothers me.
Okay.
So no cotton balls for you.
No cotton balls.
Got it.
No. My girlfriend will, she'll package some gifts. Like for my birthday or Christmas, and a bunch of cotton balls, and she knows it just drives me nuts.
Isn't love great? That's awesome. Thanks, Jeremy. You take care.
Bye bye.
And Mike, you don't like to touch what?
Hey, it sounds silly, but chalk.
Chalk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've heard that before, actually.
Yeah, I think
you're not alone in that one. What bothers you about it?
Well, I mean, think back to the day, that terrifying moment when your teacher decides you're the guinea pig that gets to go up to the chalkboard and, right in front of everybody, do a math problem or whatever.
Yeah.
So first you're on display, but then, of course, the thing I hate about chalk is once you're done, all you can do is rub it on your pants. I mean, it's a mess. It's all over you.
Mm-hmm. Right. It is a mess. Yeah.
That and glitter, no good.
All right. Got it. Thanks for calling. You have a great day, Mike.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star Winner 2.5.